And welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Ken Moorman and Melissa Enan, talking about an event coming up. So good morning to each of you, and we're going to just find out about this event coming up. So Ken, we're going to start with you. This has been sort of an ongoing event happening soon.
Well, I think it's about the fifth year. We started out twice a year, and that was really good for a couple of years because we got everybody kind of cleaned out. And then last year it was in the spring, now it's in the spring, and we coordinate it with the Boy Scouts so that we can have everybody get out and work on a Sunday. It's this Saturday.
And it's Shred Day. We probably should mention
that. Yeah, I could talk about that.
In case there's somebody in the area doesn't know, Shred Day.
It's Shred Day, and it's this Saturday. From 9 to 11 at the library. You come along 5th Street. We'll direct you in from the alley and go through the parking lot of the library from west to east. This is a shred day for the community. That includes nearby agricultural community and towns. I don't mind who comes in. We got to have a good shred day.
But it's not for businesses.
That was my next thing.
All right, I interrupted you.
It's not for businesses. It's definitely for non-commercial
household. Yeah.
And we have a few things we don't want. We don't want magazines and tissue paper, and this is something that is in their list, and I can't believe it. Carbon paper. So,
who uses carbon paper?
Well, that's
right?
You know, I might have a stash somewhere, but this was in their list of no-nos, and of course, they don't want any garbage like food particles and metal, and also
not Kleenex.
Not Kleenex. That's another thing. Also, the metal hangers, file hangers that people have. And also three-ring binders and stuff. We'll take the paper out of those, but they can't chew up that metal. So.
But paper staples are okay.
Oh yeah, paper clips and staple, everything like that is zipple, you know.
Okay. But I'm glad you mentioned magazines because I just was thinking about some magazines.
We don't want magazines. Magazines go into the recycle bin, which is out by the people out there.
And the main purpose for this is to get rid of those things that maybe has your name on them. It's not a recycling event.
That's right. And, you know, people's got all their tax records, and we see thousands, hundreds and hundreds of checkbook registries going through, and a person had all their insurance stuff in one thing, or your tax records for the last 20 years, you know. And sometimes it's a child or a spouse cleaning up their family records that they just don't need
anymore.
And
it's a great thing to do. Why keep all that stuff in your house when you really don't need it?
Yeah, you make room so you can save something else.
Save something else, okay. Well, the exciting thing about this, and we'll come back and talk about this in a little bit, but the exciting thing about this also, it's sort of a dual purpose. And Melissa, that's the other thing you want to tell us about.
Yeah, so we partnered up with the Friends of the Library for the first time last year, and we have some scouts that will help Ken and the library folks unload the shreddables when the people drive through, and then we are also participating in our annual Scouting for Food Day, so people can bring their food donations or cash, and once they drop off their shreddables, they can stop at the next stop in the parking lot, and the boys will unload that food or take it from the window, whatever they have, and we'll get them all fixed up.
Okay, that's when you mentioned the this is a day, an event that's been going on for a long time, just not at Shred Day. I mean, this is a traditional kind of scout activity.
It is. It actually started, it's a national event, and started in 1985 in the St. Louis area. They're called the St. Louis, or the Greater St. Louis Council, I think, is the Scout Council. And it was actually an Eagle Scout project that kind of started this whole thing. So, yeah, we participate every year. You might have seen some things on the news. Channel 7, I know, had an article about the Scouting for Food. In the city, they do things a little different than how we handle it. They encourage you to do what works better in your community. And so for many years, we went door to door. We have a bunch of maps that we've partitioned off the city, you know, and one car would go here or there. And with COVID last year, we had to come up with a different idea. And I think the year before, we just did a drive-through at Myron Grove's parking lot, which was better than nothing. But we had great success last year with the library and the Shred Day. So we're excited to do it again.
Well, it really makes it convenient for people to be able to do that.
It does. And they can do, you know, if they forget maybe and don't have any food to give, they can do cash donations as well. Cool. And we're also doing this year, if anyone wants a scout to come to their door to pick up a donation, they can call Myron Gross Real Estate at 243-4100 and leave their name and address, and we will send some scouts to their door between that 9 and 11 time frame to pick up their donation as well.
Well, and I noticed something about this in the newspaper and probably on KJN, that you had some special recognition for your district scouts.
We did. We were very honored. We attended our district dinner a couple weeks ago, I guess it was, and our troop received the Troop of the Year award. So we were very excited about that.
And it was a surprise?
It was a surprise. You know, many times you nominate your unit or your other fellow leaders for awards, but this award was a surprise. We did not know that we had been nominated, and so that makes it even better. Yes.
So what makes it the outstanding district? What do you do that other people aren't doing?
Well, we basically participate in about every event possible. You know, Scouting for Food is one of them. We collect toys for the Joe Dirt Memorial. Joe Dirt is actually a former Eagle Scout who passed away, and Nick Beyer is his real name. And so his family does a toy drive, and we collect toys for that. We have district events, you know, camping things. We're pretty active, meetings every month. We participate in the investment in character fundraiser for the council. And I wish I would have brought that letter, because they listed how many merit badges our boys and rank advancements that we had last year, which was quite a few.
Very so, good. Good work by the boys, but that also means they have good leadership. That doesn't happen just on their own. So I'm going to come back to Ken for a little bit, because there's actually another event. We always have stuff going on that people can do and participate in.
It's my time of year.
Okay.
You know, I spent all my life promoting things when we had Rex Pharmacy. So now we get to promote the Shred Day. And in 2 weeks, from the 20th to the 23rd, we're going to have the book sale at the library. Now, the importance of this book sale is I've changed the importance of it. When I first took over after Marianne had it for several years, I was there to make money back in the old retail days. And now I've had to change. It's we got to move books. I don't care where they go. I want to get them into the library, which they can be doing now. We are accepting donations for all types of books, and get them to the library as soon as possible. If you don't have the means or don't want to carry them into the library because they're heavy, come in and the staff will come out with their carts and stuff and bring them in. The reason we like to get them early is that the staff goes through these books and sees if there's anything that they might like to put on the shelf. And they also know what's on the shelf, and so they compare what's on the shelf with what's coming in, and maybe it's a newer book or a little bit better condition or something like that. So the library benefits that way right off the bat. Then, of course, we get those books, and on the Monday before the 20th, which is 18th, we go through those books, line them all up, categorize them, alphabetize them, try to get them so that they're viewable for people to come through and pick up a book. We don't limit how many people, how many books get or anything. I've got a fantastic crew of ladies and men that help me with the book sale, and we get her done.
Okay, so folks, listen up. If you don't know about the book sale, there'll be more information out there, but that's coming up next week.
That's right. No,
next week. Okay, see, 22nd.
No, 2023.
All right, great. Okay. 2023, very good. And so, Melissa, remind us again what can happen along with Shred Day.
We're collecting food for the Atlantic Food Pantry. Our scouts are participating in the Scouting for Food event, so they can drop off food or cash donations, or they can call Meyer and Gross Real Estate at 243-4100 and have a scout come to their door if they would like that.
Very good. And Ken, time and place for Shred Day?
Shred Day is this Saturday, 9 to 11, and come through the parking lot of the library from the west, which is the Catholic Church side, to east, and we'll get you shredded and take your food or money.
But, yes. I was going to say, sometimes it's easier to handle a check than it is to bring several cans of food.
You bet.
And so that's
and
a great thing.
They get to choose
to
what they want,
yes,
too.
Yes. And saying money, I'm going to say, when you come to the book sale, it's okay to donate money there, too.
Oh, we have all types of ways to get your money at the book
sale. Because those go for community events
and
the library.
And the book sale is what pays for the Shred Day, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
good. Good.
It's a library functions.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa Enan. And
thank you,
Ken Mormon, for being with us this morning.
Thanks for letting us come in.
And until next time, here's a thought. It's not so much what we have in this life that matters. It's what we do with what we have.